Let me begin by reiterating that this administration sees renewable fuels as a big part of our way to adapt to climate change and a big part of our strategy moving forward to curb our dependence on foreign oil as well as to cut carbon pollution. I also know that it helps to provide some certainty in the rural economies and to create jobs. EPA supports all of that effort. I know that I personally went through the gestation period of renewable fuels. I was intimately involved, and it was my job to get the renewable fuel standard originally done so we could have these numbers in place. I do know that we were significantly challenged this year because of the high increase in the numbers in the statute and what we believe to be an inability to get all of the ethanol into the system and usable, which could have impacted the viability of the renewable fuel standard moving forward. It was with that concern that led us to take a relook at the numbers. Now, we know that that relook was not appreciated by many, not just the agriculture community, but I've probably been to the Hill more on this, both for Democrats and Republicans, as anything. So the great thing about our process is what they were worried about was a proposed rule. What we asked people to do was give us the data to take a look at this. If you don't think we got it right, give us the information we need because that we know and recognize that those statutory numbers are the goal that Congress put on the table for us. And we're going to move forward to listen to those comments. And I think you will see those comments reflected in a final rule.